Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can never miss that one.
That is the Grammy.
That is.
We're going to talk about it.
We're speaking as if the album's out, right? Because tomorrow,
yes.
Does it come out today?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. We're playing this tomorrow.
Got it.
Will I have audio back by tomorrow? Yes. The dream is real. Okay, you ready? 5, 4, 3, 2. It's the People's Station, V103, ATL's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and young legends. You heard me. I like to speak to people that will take it to the next level, that will take their themselves. Let me start over. Got excited. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3. It's the People's Station, V103, ATL's number one for hip-hop and R&B. I am your lifestyle specialist, Kenny Burns. And today we are celebrating a young superhero, her first actual hit, you know, she won a Grammy for. I can't believe that. You won a Grammy, Ella Mae. Welcome to the Kenny Burns Show.
I'm so excited to see you. It's
yes.
been too long.
We were in the club, I think.
We were.
Boot
it was
Up
a while
was a
ago.
Hit. Trip was just introduced, and
yeah.
we celebrated.
Yeah, we are.
How you doing?
I'm great. 4 years later, I'm great. I'm glad to be back. It's really been a while, but I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, you're shining. Your skin is glowing.
Thank you.
I don't
you.
Know if it's water, but I have some Fiji for you if you need it.
Thank you.
I like to just start with Don't Fuck Me Up. I think that's the best song title in the history of the world. Like, I don't think anybody's been that raw. Don't fuck me up. I'm telling you right now, I'm here. I'm vulnerable, but don't fuck me up.
Yeah, I feel like, and obviously the radio edit is Don't Mess This Up. And when I had to re-record the line, I was like, this just doesn't hit the same. Like, Don't Fuck Me Up, I think it's just, I think everyone's kind of been in that situation and you're, like you said, super vulnerable and just kind of like, look, I don't want to get let down. I've been disappointed before. Just don't do it. Like,
yeah, don't do it to me. But I like the vulnerability. It's like, I'm telling you, you got me. Just don't.
I mean, I'm a pretty straightforward person. So
yeah.
like when it comes to how I'm feeling or something, like something being on my mind, I'm going to tell you how I feel. So that's literally, that's me. I would tell someone.
So why did it take so long? Ella Mae, we missed you. You knocked us upside the head with multiple hits, and then it took 4 years to Don't F Me Up.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like it feels like a lot longer because of the pandemic. Because
right.
my debut album dropped
right.
at the very end of 2018. And then for 2019, the whole year, literally, I started tour January 2019 and ended tour January 2020.
Right.
So 2020 was always supposed to be my recording year, with hopes that the album will come out in 2021. But obviously because of the where we were in the world, you know,
yes.
everything, we were so unsure. And I know stuff did open back up last year, but I wanted to make sure I was able to like really work this album properly. So we kind of took our time and made sure that it was the best version of myself that I could put into the music. And it just took a year longer.
It took to do it. Yeah.
yeah but
what did you do during the pandemic? Was it a writing fest? Like, what was your pandemic like?
Yeah, I was recording, literally. But, like, yeah, it was quite difficult at first because, like, a lot of studios were open and they were closed and they were open and they
right.
were closed. And then, like, a lot of people went back to where they're from. So, like, sessions couldn't really happen in person anyway. They weren't supposed to, but they couldn't have even happened.
Right.
And then I know like a lot of people were doing Zoom sessions, but I just couldn't get into Zoom sessions. That I like to be in the room and like, you know, feel energy. So Zoom sessions weren't for me. So it was difficult at first.
Right.
But once we kind of got over that hump and then like a little bit, people came back out to, I was recording most of it in LA. And you could have like more than six people in the studio at right. once. Like all those rules kind of went away.
Relaxed.
Yeah. Then it got a little bit easier. But I was literally recording the whole pandemic.
Awesome. Well, you're 27 years old, correct?
Correct.
And you have a Grammy.
I do.
You took the pandemic to create this new masterpiece. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Heart on my sleeve.
Heart on my sleeve.
Yes. It's,
you know, and I want to just give you some flowers real quick. I think the mystique that you bring was a missing thing in
Thank you.
In the space, right? I mean, you do it well. Her does it well. It's a few people that do it really well. Mm-hmm. And you show up how you want to be received. Is that purposeful?
It's definitely, yes. But I think it's also just me as a person. Mm. I think, like, I don't come into interviews or come into when I'm releasing a song or doing anything with, like, right, I need to speak like this and I need to be right. like this. I think this just actually is just me as a person. And I think in a social media age where everything is so, like, thrown at you and, like, everything's super oversaturated and everyone's business is online and, you know, I like to be, and even before I was quote unquote famous,
right.
I never really used social media like that anyway. So I understand I have to use it as a tool for yes. my career.
But stay in that lane.
Yeah.
No, because listen, it's just overdone.
It is.
It's almost like I think the mystique is going to come back and, you know, you got to go pay to see them, not be able to see them every day on social media and doing stupid stuff that just makes them super normal, right? Because I think there's something to be held, like, high when mm-hmm. you do what you do, right? Especially when you have Grammys so young, you have thoughtful, provoking songs that mean something to somebody. So we're going to get something to somebody. So we're going to get into that. So Heart on My Sleeve.
Yes.
It's a body of work you've created over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And give us the story.
Yeah, Heart on My Sleeve is really just exactly what the title says. Just me being vulnerable, me expressing myself in these last 4 years of like being a 23-year-old putting out a debut album to now being a 27-year-old putting out a sophomore album.
Young.
I know I'm still young, but sometimes young. I feel old. I feel old.
No, your skin doesn't say that.
Thank you. But yeah, it was really just my life in real time. So I started recording, like I said, beginning of 2020, right before the pandemic. And it was really just me going in the studio and just speaking from my heart, like every different type of emotion that you can go through, really, like in a new relationship, coming out of it, going back into one, like just literally all lessons in love, I feel like, Heart on My Sleeve is.
And you write everything and you really put your heart into it. What are your favorites Ooh. On Heart on My Sleeve? That you love.
My favorites change every day. Mm. Like sometimes I'll listen to something and I'll be like, oh, this is the one today. And then tomorrow I'll listen to another one and I'll be like, oh, wait, maybe this is the one. As of right now, today, I would say that Break My Heart is my favorite.
And why? True story?
Yeah, but so when you think about
is
the title, when you think about the title, it sounds negative, right? Like Break My Heart. So it sounds like somebody's broken my heart. Mm. But really, it's an insane concept because when I think about it now, I'm like, there's no way you can be so in love that if you the main lyrics in the chorus are, because if I had to choose who could break my heart, it would be you. So it's not that somebody broke my heart. It's just that if I'm so in love and I trust you so much that if there's anyone that I had to pick to break my heart, it would be you, which is an insane concept.
But it's honestly true. I think I've been married 22 years, it'll be 23 years in October.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And I think that you know, you grow into that, right? Mm-hmm. And to have that, you know, mindset in a relationship, it's like, okay, I'm here fully, completely, fully transparent and with the intent to go forward. And I think it took me some years, though, to get there, like just to be all the way veiled down.
I think it's just obviously, and also whatever you go through before makes you not want to get to that place, right? If you've had bad experiences in love, you get worried. You don't want to put yourself on the line and not like receive it back or get hurt. So it takes a while. It definitely does. And I haven't mastered it. I definitely will tell you
but
that
you
I haven't
seem to
mastered
be,
it.
Like you're there. You seem to be like well, in tune with your emotions and feelings, which is rare.
Yeah, I am in tune. I'm very in tune with my emotions and my feelings. I feel like I've always been like that. But I think also just like if you're going to commit to something, right? If you're going to be in a relationship or you're going to be in whatever the ship is that you decide to be in with another person,
right?
if you guys have sat down and said, like, right, we're doing this, we're going to do this, if you're committing to someone, I think that's the very least you can do is give them your all.
That's right.
There's nothing I do in life that I'm really passionate about or I like a lot that I don't give my all. So why wouldn't I do the same in love?
Yeah, you can't possibly get something out of it that you don't put in. She's 47, not 27. She's been here before.
I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
So change. I'm going to play that actually on the air today. And what else? What else? Give me another one.
Another one. Let me think. I'm going to give you Didn't Say featuring Lotto, which is the complete opposite of Break My Heart.
Okay. So what is this one?
Didn't Say.
You motherfucker.
No. Didn't Say
is
Didn't Say is really me just like offloading, and the main line again in the chorus is all of the things that you didn't say that made it so clear to me I'm good to fall back. So I think in a lot of situations there's a lot of things that get left unsaid, and sometimes things are better left unsaid, but in this particular situation they weren't. There was a lot more that the person could have said to me to make things better, or to even like ease my mind, but I think also ease theirs. But again, that comes with time, and sometimes putting all your everyone's not the type of person to put all their feelings out there. So I also have to understand that.
Yeah, but do you find that if you don't say it, you think about it after the fact?
100 times more.
Right, but isn't that like you got to get it out though?
Yeah, I hate being like if I'm in an argument and then I'm like, damn, I should have said that. I should have said this. Like I hate arguing. If an argument starts, I'll argue you to the ground.
Right.
But if I had to choose, obviously, I like to have, I'm an adult. Like, I don't want to sit there and argue. So, like, I like to communicate in a better way. Right. But if I am in an argument and then, like, after I realize there was something that I really could have said that I didn't, I get angry. I'm like, no, I missed my opportunity.
Yeah, no, because it's eating you alive.
Yeah.
I have a rule in my house. We have a rule.
What's the rule?
Don't go to sleep mad. I think if you can get just you might stay mad. You might wake up with attitude, the whole thing. But at least if you say it, it's out your body.
Yeah, and I think also just like that reminds me of a Neo song. Do you remember the Neo song? I don't want to go to bed mad at you, and you don't want to go to bed.
Exactly.
Remember that song? You just never know. Like tomorrow is not promised. You don't
want,
like you literally. We can't take anything for granted. So if something's on your mind, you should say it. Yeah.
Time is not our friend, for sure. So, Heart on Your Sleeve is out today.
Yes.
And, you know, your adoring fans are like a cult. Do you have, like, a name for your fans? I mean, like, they have the Navy for Rihanna and all.
So, it started off, J. Cole's my favorite rapper. I used to refer to myself as Young Simba because that sideline story is one of my favorites. And, like, I loved Lion King. I have a lion tattoo on my hand. So, it just, like, made so much sense to me. So, at first, they called themselves the Cubs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they've outgrown that. They might have outgrown that. Somebody said Maniacs to me, which I really like, because May, obviously, M-A-I-N-I-A-C-S. I hope I spell that right.
You can spell it like you want.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going with Maniacs, but I'm not sure what they're going with, so we'll have to ask them.
So let's make it law today on the Kenny Burns Show. Is it Maniacs? Maniacs?
It's Maniacs, yeah.
Boom. And you have a special spelling.
Yeah.
So your spelling?
M-A-I-N-I-A-C-S.
There it is.
Yes.
I love that. It's official. Well, congratulations. I mean, you've been gone, but you're right back at it. DFMU is on fire. We play it to death, obviously, here on
the Kenny
Burns
Show.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys playing it.
Absolutely. But I want to talk about the strength of a woman.
Let's do that. We can talk about that all day.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start there, and we're going to get to the amazing people you'll be performing with here tomorrow night at the State Farm Arena. But strength of a woman, it just sounds like a Bible. It sounds like a how-to manual on how to deal, you know what I mean, in respect and love and honor women. How do you feel about the name of the tour and what you're here for in Atlanta this weekend?
I think the name of it hits the nail on the head, to be honest. I think having an all-female lineup, Mary being the facilitator and putting everything together, and if you think about Mary's career and just how vulnerable she's been, but how much strength she's shown in that also. I was having a conversation the other day about, like, when someone's looked at as emotional, it's looked at as you're weak. But I was saying, to be a strong woman doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be strong every second of the day. you can also have weak moments. You can be broken, but it's how you pick yourself up that Amen. Really shows, you know, the strength. And I think she's a prime example of that.
My life. I'm a man, and that affected my soul.
Yeah, she's a prime example. So I'm just really honored to be a part of it, honestly. And it's been a while since I've been on stage, so that's even more exciting.
Yeah, and it's at State Farm Arena. I'm hosting, so I'll be bringing you out. But I feel like Mary, and we'll just talk about her for 2 seconds, because obviously somebody you respect and admire. When you said the vulnerability, again, in her records, all of her records seem to be about a situation. And to get through that, have you seen Mary lately? She's happy.
Glowing.
I'm talking about, I've glowing. Never seen her. I'm like, sis, what's going on? Like,
she looks amazing.
Facts. So amazing. I think she's in that, you know, I mean, to do a festival, big shout out to Ashana Ayers and everybody down with that, Pepsi, Chauncey Hamlin. But I think that it's like a testament to growth. It's a testament to where you want to be and how you take ownership. And that's how I look at Strength of a Woman. Because you guys are superheroes. I say it on my show every day. Black women say the planet. There's no greater love, commitment, intent on the planet.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Mary's on my album. She does 2 skits for me on my album that is out now, so you'll hear it.
Dope.
But I actually got to be in the studio with her on it, like when she was speaking to me. And I sent her some stuff before, and then when I was thinking about narrating Heart on My Sleeve, I was like, there's no one else that I would want to take advice from if I'm being vulnerable and somebody who's experienced a whole lot and always been really honest, like I was saying, than her. So I remember I asked Mustard, I'm like, do you think it's too far-fetched to see if I can get Mary, like, speak to me on it? And he was like, I mean, what do you have to lose? Yeah, let's try. And I remember, I'm fortunate enough to have her number, so I remember calling her. I asked her if she was free, and I called her and asked her about it, and she was like, I'd love to be a part of it. I just have to obviously hear the music so I know what I'm speaking about. And when she went to LA to do the Super Bowl, she stopped off at the studio literally for maybe all of 10 minutes, but like literally just had a conversation with me about love and life, and then went in the booth and did it on the mic too. But like, she almost made me cry, because for someone that's been through so much and been in the industry for so long, and it's always been like out there, she's right. never like kind of ran from it, like, or ran from speaking about it.
Right.
I was just so happy that I was able to have that moment with her. And she's always been so lovely to me. So to do this is like literally an honor.
Yeah, she actually shouted you out on my show, the last interview we did.
Oh,
talking
really?
About that. Absolutely. And I was actually thrown, because I've never paired you guys. Yeah. I've never seen you together. And I'm like, wait, that's dope. Like, Mary's actually giving Ella these props, because she was excited about the lineup. And then she went in to talk about Shaq Khan. Can we just talk about Shaq Khan for 2 seconds? She's going to be on stage with you.
Insane.
Yeah, tomorrow night. And I think that when you think about Shaka, mm-hmm. I mean, my God, sounds like the records today. And I'm excited. My mom used to play those records, but mm-hmm. I'm so excited to see her on stage with you guys tomorrow.
I've never seen her live.
What?
I've never seen her live.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Out of body experience.
I know. I'm really excited. Like, on top of the fact that, like, I'm honored and I get to be there and perform, I'm just so excited to see everyone that's on that lineup. Honestly, it's dope. Like, I would have never, like you said when Mary was speaking about me, but like, I would have never put all of those people in the same, like, I would have never imagined that all of us would be in the same place. Not for any reason, but just, it would have never come to my mind. So to be able to be a part of it, but also be a fan and watch also, that's what I'm really excited about.
That's awesome. Well, the A is where that, you know, magic happens, because we embrace everyone.
Yeah.
And I think the nucleus of what this is on Mother's Day weekend also speaks volumes. Yeah. This is very surgical, Shauna Ayers. You did a great job. Her team, because, I mean, that's very thoughtful. I mean, Mother's Day weekend is going to be an annual. It's a festival. And I hear that there were things like with Essence, and so they wanted to create their own thing, which I really respect. So big shout to them. Heart of a Sleeve is out now, and your fans are probably streaming crazy. How do you feel about streaming, by the way? I have to know that. Because you're the streaming generation.
I mean, how can I feel about it? You know, like,
it's making money again for the industry. That's what it's doing.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. It's great. I mean, I'm still I want to go into a shop and buy a CD. I still collect CDs. I'm a nerd like that.
You're old school. You are not 27.
But at the same time, I think it's put a lot of, streaming and the internet has put a lot of power back in the artist's hands.
Facts.
And I was having this conversation again the other day about like hit records, right? And even if we speak about Boot Up, like Boot Up was out for a year before it really like started to pick up. And there's nobody that there's not really like A&R districts of labels don't really exist as much as they did back in the day. So there's nobody that's well that I've experienced walking around being like, hey, this is a hit, this is a hit, this is a hit, this is what you need to do. I think things just pick up a lot of the time.
Facts.
By themselves, and that can be from streaming, from playlisting, from I don't know, anything that's really on streaming or on the internet, so it's amazing.
Like, I want to know the answers, because you're right. It's like people put out stuff, and it seems like the internet almost decides, or digital streams or platforms decide. But in a world of that, you know, again, I was giving you credit for having the mystique, and you've definitely been great with radio and great at showing up for shows, mm-hmm. and she's on time all the time. And I just think that, though, when you think about what you just said, like, how do you pick a hit? How does it, you know, because even like Booed Up off rip, it just took fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sleep does a great job. Keenan, you do a great job.
But shout out, Keenan.
It just picked up. It was crazy. And so I don't know, but I think you're right. I get confused a lot of times because I'm like, how do you really like, because we like change. You love mm-hmm. change. Change mm-hmm. might not be the, you know what I mean? But at the same time.
I think it's weird because I think there are people that are out there and obviously can hear a hit. They know a hit when they hear it. But like I said, it's a lot of it nowadays is up to the people.
Mm.
So we can think, like, none of us knew Booed Up was going to be the one. Like, none of us expected.
Shit, I did.
You did? Well,
first
I'm glad
listen.
You did. No, I did. I genuinely,
it's
I didn't.
Certain songs. Not all songs.
But some that you just know.
Some you just know.
Yeah.
It's like you couldn't tell me Mask Off was going to be a hit.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that either.
For a few, I'm sorry, I don't even want to bring this up, but I do. GQ said, Elliot Wilson said that he was the greatest rapper alive. I think it was clickbait. But I think also, too, I was having an argument yesterday. It was Jay-Z and Future. I just want to know your opinion on this. Yeah, you seem to be on the right side of history. They were saying because Future just had his 8th number one. Mm-hmm. And they were comparing him to Jay-Z. And they were saying that he's in the category of, like, that conversation. You know, you had him saying the greatest rap. Now, I think he created a genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I
think it's all harmony, beat-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying too much, but harmony and beat-driven. But would you put that in the same category?
I wouldn't. I'm a huge Future fan, but I wouldn't put him in the same category as Jay-Z, no.
But anyway, that goes back to streaming. That goes back to we should have a whole nother conversation, because I think music is in a weird place.
Very.
And we need superheroes that make music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to also support the creatives that are making money.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like two different things.
It is, though. In like in this 2022, I think it is two different things. But
because you are on the A-list.
I'm trying.
No, you are.
I'm trying.
Ability is a ability, you said something about the music industry too. It's like back in the day, you had artist development, you had all these things to help people be the best versions of themselves.
People don't realize how much artist development made a difference. And that's something that, like, even when I'm speaking about taking, people think I like went ghost and took 4 years off and just I had people ask me, like, do you still make music?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I do. But like, I need to make sure that it's right. I need to go away in my little corner and make music to the best of my ability before I just give you anything. And then
Facts.
It's like, oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Like I would much rather take a long time and it be right than just try and spew out a whole bunch of stuff. And especially, I feel like it's so different as an R&B artist. Rap is very different. Like, rappers put out stuff all the time. Some, not all.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like taken in a lot better. If you continuously put out R&B music, and if it's good music, regardless, it will push through.
Right.
But I just remember always growing up and like being hungry for somebody's album that I was a fan of, and
yes.
like wanting to hear. You know, to make music, you have to be telling a story. You
right.
have to live life. And I'm like, what I experience today and next week might be completely different, but it might be exactly the same.
Yeah.
So I need to be able to, you know, tell you a story through
tell
what I'm saying.
Story.
And sometimes
yeah.
that takes time.
Well, listen, keep the mystique.
Thank you. I will.
Continue to, you know, lead by example. I mean, you're the next lead for your generation.
Thank you.
I mean?
I appreciate that.
Your type of artistry is necessary. And heart on
my
sleeve.
Yes.
Heart on My Sleeve is out right now. So you make sure you stream that, buy it. Let's buy it. Do they even sell CDs anymore?
Yes, we got CDs.
You have CDs?
Yes.
Can you sign mine?
I can.
The dream is real.
I can, yeah. I'm still, like I said to you, I like to go into the shop and buy CDs. So I was like, we can't not have CDs. I'm definitely going to pick up a whole bunch of CDs when I can.
Well, that's going in the office until I get the plaque. LMA, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by the
Kenny
Burns Show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, love.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.